connection, really. So she just said, okay,
cool. Yeah, is Don in? Maybe is Dexter around? Is this maybe Dexter I'm speaking with?
Hold on, please.
This is Dexter. May I help you?
Hey, Dexter. It's Patrick with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this afternoon?
With who? I'm sorry.
With the Bank of Cardiff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, just following up on that new printer you told me you were looking to bring on by the end of the year.
Yeah, how you doing? It's Jeremiah from the Bank of
Cardiff. Well, kind of looking in another direction now. I hate to say that, but...
Oh, it's fine. What's going on?
We're looking more into a laser cutter now, and that's probably in the $30,000-$40,000 range.
Oh, okay. So are you guys going to just pay cash for that, or are we going to get that financed as well?
Probably not. We may end up financing it. We'll just have to see how it works out. You sent me your information last time, didn't you?
Yeah, I believe I should have. I think we spoke back earlier this summer, but it looks like I still have your email as donm@donmeredith.com.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I can shoot you over, another copy and whatnot of the application and whatnot. But you said it was, a laser you're looking to bring on?
Laser cutter, huh?
Okay, and about 30 or 40K, you said?
Right, somewhere in that area.
Do you guys already have a vendor and everything?
Yes.
I think
we do. We're still looking, but I honestly believe we found the right
one. Right. Kind of shopping around?
Yeah.
Who's the one you guys are leaning towards going with?
It's called AG Laser. They're in Indianapolis.
Okay. Have you guys worked with them before?
Yeah. Not on a laser of this type of thing before, but something similar.
Okay. And did they already give you guys a quote too, or is it still just kind of in the works?
Well, I've got their quote and another one coming just to make sure we're
from another vendor.
Yeah, from the right people.
Oh, right. How was the one that they gave you?
It was pretty good.
Was it
about what I expected.
And is that one new or used as well?
New.
That's good. So, I mean, what's this machine going to do for you guys, too? I mean, any kind of...
Set out plastics and stuff, and they'll be finished products. We do some work for, John Conti and some of the... A little bit of work Thornton's and those people, and they want this. We do their displays, but they want somebody too that is able to make their displays. So this will allow us to cut the plexiglass and that stuff, and be able to rather than just be able to decorate them, we'll be able to make them.
Okay, I gotcha. So, sounds like a pretty, efficient piece of machine then.
It is. It's something that we thought about getting into for a while, and then we thought, it's kind of expensive. Let's look at it a little longer.
Right.
So, but it's about time for us to do it, I think.
Yeah, I was just gonna say. I mean, how long have you guys kind of calculated how long until it's gonna start flowing cash for you guys?
Oh, it'll be almost right away, because I've spoken to some of the people in where we're doing this business already.
Mhm.
Yeah, if you've got one, we'll use you. So.
Oh wow! So it's
real.
Yeah.
You can't count these folks all the time, because some of them say that stuff and then they don't.
Yeah. No. Exactly. Right, but I mean, yeah, it sounds like definitely a pretty essential addition you guys are looking to bring on. Were you looking to do that kind of before the end of 2016, or just kind of in the works?
Yeah, because we'd like to go ahead and get started with this stuff.
Right, and then were you going to...
Send me your information again, and I'll get back with you when we get ready to do something.
Okay.
Yeah,
I can shoot you over the application as well, too, if you want to kind of get the ball start rolling on that, see how much we can kind of, do for you as well.
Okay.
That way when you're shopping around, you kind of, have that in your pocket.
Sure.
But yeah, basically all it is with our you know, equipment application is just very simple Shift4Web one page app. Along with that, we require 6 months of the most recent business bank statements, so we can check the health and everything in the business, along with the copy of the most recent tax return too. Did you guys end up getting 2015 filed, squared away, everything? Okay. Perfect. Yep. So just those, and then along with, just kind of to give you an idea of, how our approval process works, once we go ahead and get you an approval on that machine, doesn't necessarily mean, that's, right when we get you, that's when you're going to need to take it. You can kind of, wait, get that machine, what you're going with, kind of, balls in your court on that one. So were you guys looking to kind of, take advantage of that tax write-off with this piece of machine too for this year?
I'm not sure. It just depends.
I know it's only about 40 or 30K though, but still could help with that cap a little bit. But yeah, definitely, I'll shoot you over the application, and when do you think I can get that back from you?
I don't know. We'll see. I'll look at it and talk to my partners, and we'll see where we go from there.
All right, definitely. I guess I'll go ahead and keep in touch with you guys if I don't hear anything back. But were you the 100% business owner down there as well, or you said you had some partners?
Yeah, I've got partners.
What's like the ownership breakdown for you guys? Okay. You guys 50-50?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah, no worries on that. Just with the equipment, I'm sure you're very familiar. When we go do move forward on this, we will need signatures and information for both you and your partner, since you guys are 50-50 and it is for the equipment.
Right.
Also, where else were you guys looking to kind of go with on this for funds? Have you guys been shopping around for that too, or maybe local bank out there in Louisville?
We've dealt with a few different people, leasing groups here in Louisville, and a couple other people. So.
Just kind of had a few options for this one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. We do have a master beat policy over here as well too. So I mean, if you guys did have any other offers or any other approvals, anything like that, I could definitely knock some stuff off and get you something more satisfactory for you on that.
Okay, sounds fine.
Awesome. And I see you guys are out there in Louisville too. You guys, Cardinals fans for the school?
No, most of us here are UK
fans. Oh really? That's a pretty big rivalry though, isn't it, between the two of those? Yeah, I know Louisville's, they're ranked pretty high this year, though, and I know they got their quarterback.
Yeah, they're doing really well.
Yeah, that guy's something else. But all right, Don, I'll shoot you over. Oh, and sorry, it's Dexter I'm speaking with, too, right? Not Don?
It is.
Do you go by Don, or? Do you maybe go by Don, or is Dexter your legal name? Okay, Don. Don M at Don Meredith is just kind of the company email then.
Well, that was my father-in-law. He owned the business before we did.
Oh, okay, and you guys took over for him. Nice. All right, then Dexter, I'll shoot it over right now, and then I'll keep in touch with you guys.
Great, thank you.
Yep, have a good day.
You too.
Bye.